Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Homeland in hip hop. But think about the origins of hip-hop in this culture, and also about homeland security, is to see that there are, at the very least, two worlds in America. One of the well-to-do, and another of the struggling. For if ever there was the absence of homeland security, it is seen in the gritty roots of hip-hop. For the music arises from a generation that feels, with some justice, that they have been betrayed by those who came before them. That they are, at best, tolerated in schools, feared on the streets, and almost inevitably destined for the hellholes of prison. They grew up hungry, hated, and unloved. And this is the psychic fuel that generates the anger that seems endemic in much of the music and poetry. One senses very little hope above the personal goals of wealth to climb above the pit of poverty. In the broader society, the opposite is true. For here, more than any other place on earth, wealth is so widespread and so bountiful that what passes for the middle class in America could pass for the upper class in most of the rest of the world. Their very opulence and relative wealth makes them insecure, and homeland security is a governmental phrase that is as oxymoronic, as crazy as, say, military intelligence or the U.S. Department of Justice. They're just words that have very little relationship to reality. Now, do you feel safer now? Do you think you will anytime soon? Do you think duct tape and Kleenex and color codes will make you safer? From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Don't buy gas if you don't need it. Don't buy gas if you don't need it. Don't buy gas if you don't need it.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I ain't saying he's a gold digger, but he ain't messing with no broke niggas. I ain't saying he a gold digger, but he ain't messing with no broke niggas. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people.
Hurricane came through, fucked us up round here. Government acting like it's bad luck down here. All I know is that you better bring some trucks round here. Wonder why I got my middle finger up round here. People lives on the line, you declining to help. Since you taking so much time, we surviving ourselves. Just me and my pets and my kids and my spouse. Trapped in my own house looking for a way out. 5 days in this motherfucking attic. Can't use the cell phone, I keep getting static. Dying cause they lying instead of telling us the truth. Other day the helicopters got my neighbors off the roof. School cause they said they coming back for us too. That was 3 days ago, I don't see no rescue. See a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Since God made the path and I'm trying to walk through. What? Swam to the store trying to look for food. Corner store's kinda flooded so I broke my way through. I got what I could but before I got through, the news said police shot a black man trying to leave. Don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black
people.
I ain't saying he a gold digger. He ain't looking for no broke niggas. I ain't saying he a gold digger. He ain't checking for no broke niggas. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people.
Five damn days, five long days, and at the end of the fifth, he walking in like, hey, chilling on his vacation, sitting patiently. Them black folks gotta hope, gotta wait and see if FEMA really comes through in an emergency. But nobody seems to have a sense of urgency. Now the mayor's been reduced to crying, and guess Bush said niggas been used to dying. He said, I know it looks bad, just have to wait. Forgetting folks were too broke to evacuate. Niggas starving and they dying of thirst. I bet he had to go and check on them refineries first. Making a killing off the price of gas. He would have been up in Connecticut twice as fast. After all that we've been through, nothing's changed. You can call Red Cross, but the fact remains that George Bush ain't a gold digger. But he ain't fucking with no broke niggas.
George Bush ain't a gold digger, but he ain't fucking with no broke niggas. Come down, Bush, come on, come down. 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 George Bush ain't a gold digger. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. Come down, George, come on, come down. Come down, George, come on, come down. Come down, George, come on, come down. Come down, George, come on, come down.
The government said, you go here and you'll get help. Or you go in that Superdome and you'll get help. And they didn't get help. They got locked in there and they watched people being killed around them. And they watched people starving and they watched elderly people not get any medicine. And now they know it's happening because we've been telling them repeatedly over and over every day. And you know what they're doing now? And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm telling you what's happening. They have set up a checkpoint at the bottom of this bridge. This is the bridge that takes you from New Orleans over into Gretna, from Orleans Parish into Jefferson's Parish. It's the only way out. It's the connection to the rest of the world. And they've set up a checkpoint, and anyone who walks up out of that city now is turned around. You are not allowed to go to Gretna, Louisiana from New Orleans, Louisiana. Over there, there's hope. Over there, there's electricity. Over there, there's food and water. But you cannot go from there to
Chef,
there.
I think
the government will not allow you to do it. It's a fact.
I want to get some perspective here, because earlier today, the images
were...
Hang on a second.
That is all the perspective you need.
Will ask Americans to open their hearts and their wallets to help those in need. And they're going to talk to large corporations and small businesses and individual citizens across the nation.
Babble, babble, bitch, bitch, rebel, rebel, party, party, sex, 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 and don't forget the violence, blah, blah, blah. Got your lovey-dovey sad and lonely, stick your stupid slogan in. Everybody sing along. Everything has been said before. Nothing left to say anymore. But it's all the same, you can ask.
If you don't need it, don't buy gas if you don't need it. Don't buy gas if you don't need it. Don't buy it.
Rebel, rebel, bitch, bitch, rebel, rebel, party, party, sex, 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 and don't forget the violence, blah, blah, blah. Got you loving, tell me, sad and lonely, stick your stupid slogan in. Everybody sing, are you motherfucking ready? What a new shit. Stand up and admit, come on, never coming. This is a new shit. Yeah!
work and patience and resolve. It's also going to require a lot of money. And the federal government will do its part. But the private sector needs to do its part as well. And that's why I've asked Presidents Bush and Clinton to lead a nationwide fundraising effort to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina. In the days ahead, the former presidents will ask Americans to open their hearts and their wallets to help those in need. And they're going to talk to large corporations and small businesses and individual citizens across the nation. The contributions will benefit the relief organizations that are doing vital work on the ground. We're going to take a look and make sure that the money raised is money needed. Right now, if our fellow citizens want to help, they ought to give a cash donation.
Oh, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam. Oh, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam. Black Betty had a baby, bam-ba-lam. Black Betty had a baby, bam-ba-lam. Them things gone crazy, bam-ba-lam. Them things gone crazy, bam-ba-lam. Oh, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam. Oh, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam. Oh, baby, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam. Oh, Betty, Black Betty, bam-ba-lam. Black Betty had a baby, bam-ba-lam. Black Betty had a baby, bam-ba-lam. Them things gone crazy, bam-ba-lam. Them things gone crazy. Bam-ba-lam said he wouldn't none of mine. Bam-ba-lam said he wouldn't none of mine. Bam-ba-lam, damn thing gone blind. Bam-ba-lam, damn thing gone blind. Bam-ba-lam, yeah, Black Betty. Bam-ba-lam, oh, Black Betty. Bam-ba-lam, Black Betty, Black Betty. Bam-ba-lam, Black Betty, Black Betty. Bam-ba-lam, look at here, Black Betty. Bam-ba-lam, look at here, Black Betty. Bam-ba-lam, jump steady, Black Betty. Bam-ba-lam, jump steady, Black Betty. Bam-ba-lam.
Supreme. Yo, this one's going out to all our troops internationally, overseas, and within. We hope y'all come back in peace and not in pieces. Fallen soldier.
Another fallen
you wanted to defend your country against terrorism, but 9-1-1 wasn't traced to Iraq or Iran, and they still haven't found their man in Afghanistan.
Understand?
Just to find out that Saddam and the Bin Ladens were down with Bush and not even each other. Oh, my brother.
Another fallen soldier.
As the world turns, it's a shame that some didn't learn from Vietnam. But then what do they teach us in the killing fields? I mean the schools. Without learning real history, we're just a chain of fools. I mean, I give you credit for not selling drugs to our seeds instead of selling crack, heroin, and weed. The recruiter said to you, you can get a GI loan and free education. But you didn't know Iraq was your destination. So you dropped the bombs on the orders of the neocons. I think only one senator has his kids in the occupied lands. Once again, the blood's on the hands of the beast man, Uncle Sam.
Fallen soldier.
I just saw on TV a veteran from Iraq who recently got back begging for a job. But he got pictures posing with Saddam in a headlock. He was crying saying, I fought for this country. Can Channel 9 News help me get a job?
Another fallen soldier. Another fallen soldier.
That's what I told ya.
Another fallen soldier. Another fallen soldier. That's what I told ya.
And soldiers coming back shell shocked, beating their wives. They haven't been debriefed. They can't get back to regular life. Having flashbacks and flashbacks and flashbacks of losing friends and losing limbs and seeing body parts flying and their commander-in-chief flying and innocent children dying and innocent mothers crying and innocent fathers flying through the air and nobody really cares while Americans wave their patriotic flags as dead soldiers slip back into the morgue under the cover of darkness. Yo, what happened to peace? What happened to peace? What happened to peace? I ran to Iraq and now they want me to run to Iran, maybe Syria and North Korea. Can the thugs coming up get tricked into fighting for either? Man, this world makes me a disbeliever. Are there still believers in major corporations, international exploitation, imperialism, and neo-colonization occupation? See, America's flag is red, white, and blue. Our flag is red, white, black, and blue.
With
racism sprinkled on top. We're still seeing stars like we've been drowned. Uncle Sam, slam.
Another fallen soldier. Another fallen soldier.
Bring our troops back.
Another fallen soldier.
Bring our troops back. Bring
That's
our
what
troops
I told
back.
You. Just another fallen soldier.
Want the twins.
That's what I told you.
Come on, Supreme in your area. What?
Another fallen soldier. Bring them back. Bring them back, yo. Yo, bring them back.
Yo, what happened to peace? Peace, peace. What happened to peace?
Fallen soldier.
Yo, what happened to peace? Yo, what happened to peace?
Another fallen soldier.
What happened to peace? Peace.
That's what I told you.
These immortal words, when first they were written, proclaimed to the world an idea new among men. This was the American dream, the prayer for the future. We pay tribute here not to a man who lived a century ago, but to an individual who lives today in the hearts of all freedom-loving people. His prophetic words are as valid for our time as they were for his. And now, the skills of the sculptor and the talents of the artist will let us relive great moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Story about a boy named George and how he fed the rich while he starved the poor. Now George's well connected, some say it's the blood. His poppy was a bush, he was known as a shrub. Sounds bug, but the shrub like doing lots of drugs, fucking with the ladies and hanging with the thugs. A war was going on, but he had no heart. To avoid the draft, he joined the National Guard. Not volunteer when asked to go overseas. He met an Arab named Bin Laden who turned over G's. Big business partner soon to be enemies. Bankrupt companies and walk with the cheese. Homeland security, it takes away our laws, make us more insecure. That's what the double speak is for. He made 2004 feel like 84. The has versus have nots, why he hates the poor.
Shot eyes, I analyze Bush lies Bush. While the deficit rise. 2 million lost jobs. He cut my unemployment check, my nigga. I'm about to rob and take back what he owed for my history. Was energy crisis, it's a mystery. My Uncle Reg was nice with army choppers. He went to war, came home, can't pay the doctor. Got no benefits. He giving out life sentences. I can't pay for my innocence. 9/11. Bush tried to run. He lied and said he had to code the Air Force One. What type of bitch move is that? Clinton come back. He smoked weed, got brain, my type of cat. We ain't on bullshit, it's just the facts, nigga. Fuck hip-hop surveillance, we just some rat niggas. Protest. No, we don't want you, my nigga, talk to the press. No, or are you somewhere drinking and driving? Or on vacation thinking and hiding from the fact that you sliced the tax? Feeding the rich and polite and blacks. But right to the facts, knowledge unlocks all doors. They sold, but I ain't buying war.
Our 43rd president, grandson of the Bush, who funded Adolf Hitler, but it's not in the books.
My God.
Think hard, cause the Bushes conspire to control the government or set it afire. And Cheney's just a dick whose pockets are swollen. Tell Powell kiss my ass, cause he's just a colon. And Connie's just a trick, better known as a whore. An anti-culture club for a boy named George.
Good evening, I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American, and every person of every faith, and every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong.
Hi, this is that guy from that old TV show your parents used to watch. I'm standing in front of these starving people outside this Rwandan fly factory as a propaganda technique. To let you know that for the price of a cup of coffee, you can send the CIA and other clandestine intelligence services to underprivileged nations around the world for experimentation in chemical and biological warfare, torture training, political assassination, and the most popular of all, population control. Oh, keep going? Okay. Well, after your first donation, you will receive a photo of your adopted agent in some distant land like Somalia or the Gobi Desert, digging a well or administering a shot to unsuspecting natives. You see, folks, together, we can make a difference. Together, we can change the world. Brought to you by the Peace Corps. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Now repeat, everybody.
George Bush is a gangster.
George Bush.
George Bush is a gangster.
Rig the election now.
George Bush is a gangster.
I said the pimp.
George Bush is a gangster.
Pushing drugs.
George Bush is a gangster.
Cut off your fingers.
George Bush is a gangster.
I say it's a baby eater, y'all.
George Bush is a gangster.
Big Pimp USA.
George Bush is a gangster.
Mafioso.
We're slowly but surely taking control of that country so that we can free the people of Iraq and eventually clear that country of
weapons of mass destruction.
I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And even for me to complain about, I would be a hypocrite because I've tried to turn away from the teacher TV because it's too hard to watch. I've even been shopping before even giving a donation. So now I'm calling my business manager right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give. And just to imagine if I was down there, and those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
We go, baby, out here. They don't have no formula, no water, and they want us to survive out here. Where's FEMA? Where's the mail?
You could go in Iraq and come with big helicopters and set stuff up for people, but you can't do this for us? Come on, Bush.
Rest
we could do
justice.
Better than that.
O'Brien? I'm being forced to live like animals. And, you know, when you look at some of these mothers, your heart just breaks. We're not talking about a few families or a few hundred families. Thousands and thousands of people gathered around the convention center. I want to warn you, I mean, some of these images that you will see, they're very, very graphic, but people need to see this. The people down there have been down there for days, and people need to see what it is really like here.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. Need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand. Now ain't that a shame? I'm leaving here today. Yes, I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. You used to be my honey, till you spent all my money. No use for you to cry, I see you by and by. Well, I'm walking to New Orleans. I've got no time for talking. I've got to keep on walking. New Orleans is my home. That's the reason why I'm gone. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for nonprofit use.